Just let that build and just build. Hello and welcome again. This is a little off topic for the time being. Episode 25, or I guess technically one. Been about a year in the making now. I am, of course, the former host because I don't do anything outside of this and I haven't advanced in my radio career. And current host, Wiener 2, Kyle, douchey-looking Kyle, many a nickname. With a new cast, though, this time. Lurch, no longer with us. He is dead. Start off on a morbid note. Andy, two times, pursuing his lifelong dream in California. Actually, anybody wanting updates, I just saw pictures of him drunk and still overweight in California. So things haven't changed. In the room with me, though, two new members hoping to make this a permanent gig and never make money off this, because how could you? Have former intern Ryan, formerly known as, and I know you hate it, Rape Stash Wet Hands.
God damn it.
Ryan, welcome to the booth. Thanks for the welcome to the production room.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Kyle,
for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
We're going to have to get you some new nicknames as well, because Ryan just doesn't fly.
I'm sorry.
You know, former intern Lurch had Movie Phone Joe. We had Rotten Tomato Stan as my alter ego. Anything absurd. joining the gruesome twosome here, because we are some ugly animals. Current intern, Purple Heart Matt, war veteran, hero, all-around racist.
Yes, I think.
We'll delve into that at another time. But Purple Heart Matt, I think, is going to quickly become known for his blatant, over-the-top racism on his Facebook page.
It was warranted in that case, and I will explain how.
Hang on. First of all, let's clarify the comment. I don't have the specifics. I don't have the Facebook page open.
But I can tell you what it was.
What was the exact wording?
I am never going to Habib's car wash again. I hate living in Little Baghdad.
Jeez.
It's terrible.
It didn't sound as bad when I read it, but now that I'm looking at your racist face and listening to your racist tone, it's all coming back.
No.
And it's bad.
It's not racism. I just hate them making me feel that way.
Oh, okay. So it's their fault.
Yeah.
It's their fault. You're racist.
Don't be you and bug me.
Oh, wow.
It's very easy.
Yeah, it's what you get. Go get born in Arabia again. So, speaking of racism, you were not here for this, Matt.
No.
I got here second. Alex, Ryan, whatever the hell you want to call him, was here before me waiting. I went to the other side of the building to let him in because I'm the only one currently employed here. I don't even know if we're supposed to be in here. My guess is no.
Well, whatever. It's ours now.
What are you going to do? Give me a production room ticket?
Let's rename the building.
Yeah, you break things, though, and I am booking it. All you're going to see is a trail of dust from me out the front door, and you're never going to hear me again. But I went over to the other side of the building to let Mr. Stash in and walked out the front door.
Yeah, it looks good, by the way, your stash.
It is. Coming in crisp.
Thanks, I shaved.
You trimmed it up?
I did. It was getting a little excessive.
Is that a comb and then like a straight trim at the lip, or how's that go?
No, I have like a beard trimmer.
Oh, an actual trimmer.
Go to town on that.
Nice. I didn't know if you were like Mr. Manicure. I mean,
no.
You could make it like, you know, the Frenchman. And whoa. Watch the neck beard talk. Okay?
Now I can't grow a beard.
I used to be known in this production booth for my fucking neck beard. So if you're going to mock a neck beard, you better know who you're talking to.
Sorry. Wiener 2.
Sorry to delve off topic, but his mustache was intriguing me, and just I couldn't handle the sexiness to my left.
I got a halvesy, and I'm just talking.
Yeah.
I only have it because the wife loves it.
That must be it. Rub me again, Ryan.
I try to shave it, and she says, you look better with facial hair, even though I've been mocked mercilessly for it.
Ouch.
Wow, that's a real bummer, then.
Yeah, that is a buzzkill that you have to keep around. It's like a catch-22. Like, you look like a filthy pig. But you don't want to.
I figured it out. It's how she keeps me from getting other chicks.
That's it. That's been the problem.
My masculine voice and my sexy figure.
And longtime listeners of this horrible piece of trash podcast that I've done know that the story that we started with talking about letting him in the building, we'll be finished in about 5 or 6 minutes. But I have one more thing I need to interject with, because I forget things easily, is I have noticed something, and I don't know if anybody else has noticed it, but I wanted to bring it up to you. I talk to you in person. I hear you over the radio whenever you're on the Big Boy Show, the Varsity Program, or even right now, like when I hear you through the microphone. And it sounds like the lispy wispy that has been insulted so many times. But when I talk to you on the phone, occasionally when you and I, because listeners, I imagine, know that myself, Wiener 2, and Ryan fill in for Steve when he's on vacation, Steve and Joe when they're crossing Atlantic
Traveling
Ocean.
The world.
Yeah. And I talk to him on the phone, and I get two senses when I talk to you on the phone. One, nearly every time I'm like, hey, is this Ryan? It sounds nothing like you, ever. It's really weird.
I hear Carl Malone every time I call him. It's crazy.
It's a crazy morning voice. Yeah. It's the morning rumbles, I think it is. But you sound really different over the phone than you do over a microphone. It might be the phallic idea of everything going on right in front of you. Is it guesstimating?
I'm going to say nerves.
You think so? Because, and the second sense I get when I speak to you on the phone is that you want to murder me. It's always some pretty quick terse response, and it's always about a minute of discomfort, because even after you say, yeah, it's Ryan, I don't really believe you, because it really is quite a, and if I knew how to use my newfangled droid box telephone, I would figure out a way to record a phone call when I talk to you over the phone so we could play it back, but that's not going to happen.
I don't know how to explain it. I don't. I'm very straight and to the point when it comes to certain things, but other times I ramble on and on
And that wasn't even the issue that bugged me as much, and it doesn't bug me, but the one that weirded me out was just how you sound so much different. Like, and it might be sleep being, you know, waking you up, yeah, or you being early or whatever.
It could be at 6 o'clock at night, though. He always sounds really black and half pissed on the phone.
There's so,
that. Oh, that's my nose.
And that's not a racist comment.
Racist heart, Matt.
That is a racial identifier.
Oh, okay.
Not a racist comment.
When I term the
I wish I had black voice. Black voice is sexy voice, and I wish I had it.
Yeah. And I didn't know that, because I haven't spoken to him extensively on the phone, but I mean, that's what I've noticed.
We talk all the time.
You guys hang out.
I wish I had it all the time.
Now I feel left out again. It was this way during the last podcast, too. Andy and Lurch would hang out and smoke their marijuana, and I would never join them. Accusations, wild and baseless, but they're not here to defend themselves.
Didn't see that coming.
But anyway, back to the original story. That only took 6 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's based off of this racist guy over here.
Yeah, well.
You join in.
Racist Heart Matt, I think it's the new nickname I'm giving you between Lil Habib.
I need to stop this shit before it really takes off.
You're gonna come
this
next
is going
week.
Nowhere well.
You're gonna come next week wearing a shirt that says, I love black people.
Yeah. I'm going to each week bring a different racially friend in to be my guest.
Who's this?
See, I love this guy.
I think his name's John.
Me and Farouk hang out all the time.
Matt, he looks Asian. Yeah, I didn't really get his name. I asked someone to hang out. He said, sure. So here we are. Shut up, John!
It's Dave.
Shut up!
It's Dave Kim, actually.
Yeah. He's smoking his crazy bing bong bing language.
Yeah, he's half an Asian. But anyway, so I go and I let Ryan in. Well, as we're in the process of walking from his car, needed a quick handsy.
I did.
And walking back to the building, there was a group of four people.
I think so. I didn't look. I don't look them in the eye.
Racist. At least you said that before I said they were African American.
But we all know.
I refuse to look them in the eye.
We all know that is the reason why he doesn't look them in the eye.
Oh, though. Absolutely.
Well, I'll be too attracted to their waists.
That must be it. That must be it. But anyway, there's a group of, it was probably four African American people. You know, 30s. What? It doesn't matter. There was two men and I believe two women, and I didn't address them with eye contact or any type of vocal hello, how are you, anything like that. I'm not being mean. We were coming up here to get this thing going.
I just don't like you.
We had no.
Exactly.
We had business.
Yeah, we're working.
Gotcha.
You know, this is an unpaid job. It's almost, you know, it's almost like when we come in filling for Steve. It's kidding. It's kidding, of course. But on the way up, one of the women, I forget what her opening statement was.
Well, I think it was, hi there, boys.
It was definitely, hi there, boys. And to me, she seemed drunk or
drunk.
On drugs. Because when I looked back, as soon as I heard the words, I looked back and she was doing kind of like, and I can't describe it over this podcast, but I'll show you, Matt. She was doing like a Marilyn Monroe like pose face, something like that.
Oh, okay,
with
I got gotcha.
You know, with her hand, her palm under her chin, like supporting her head, whatever.
Right.
And I figure at this point, I don't want to engage in conversation. I want to get up here and do this. And two, this conversation doesn't lead anywhere good. It's not leading anywhere I want to discuss. Like, I'm not going to say hi there, attractive woman, because I'd be lying.
Yeah,
she was ugly. That's
I
all
said
there
hello,
was to it.
But
yeah, and I didn't hear it, but Ryan said hello. And I just turned around and kept walking up to the door. And she said her next words were, "Oh, too good to say hi to me." And Ryan yelled back, "Well, I said hi." And at this point, I'm maintaining my composure and my dedication
and
to
racism.
Get in and my blatant surface racism to get into the building. I don't want the situation. I don't need the situation right now. I hate people. That's all there is to it. I don't like dealing with people.
Yeah. Good thing you're going into radio.
Yeah, well, I sit in a studio by myself. That's why I prefer. I actually prefer this podcast by myself. You two are just tag-alongs.
Oh, okay.
I could sit here and ramble this for 2 hours. I wouldn't even need this prep stuff. I'd just talk. People would listen. Hundreds.
Yeah.
And by hundreds, I mean me. I download
people.
It and re-listen
Ones
to
of
it.
People.
Oh, you sound so good, Kyle. Keep talking.
Oh!
Didn't like that.
But anyway, her next words... Too good to say hi to me, and at this point is a repeat, is it because I'm black?
Of course she said that.
Not kidding you, those are the exact words. What is it that spurs that? I mean, I don't think even from an outside picture what we did was racist.
No.
If that's a group of Caucasians walk around, if that's one Caucasian, if it's a homeless guy, I already don't like you anyway. Leave me alone.
People.
Yeah, I don't want to discuss things with you.
That's somebody just looking for a reaction.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And two, I didn't want to engage, and the next thing you know, something sideways with the two male friends in there.
Right.
I'm a bitch. You're okay. A war veteran. I'm a bitch. I'm not getting into a fist fight unless I'm drunk.
I don't want to either. Then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into a situation that could with people I don't know in downtown, you know, Grand Rapids. I prefer to avoid it, but I just couldn't. I was almost astonished when she said, "Is it because I'm?" Is that a common thing? That's never happened to me before.
That was the first for me.
I've never had that done to me. That's yeah. That's
I'm sure
insane.
Our African American audience will chime in.
We have one.
No, we have two listeners. You're looking at one of them. Don't lie to me. Neither of you are re-listening to this.
It's his mom.
Your mom's black?
It was a weird family situation, oh. Matt. I don't appreciate that.
But, so what was your reaction to this? What'd you
We
to the door?
Bolted to the door. Well, not ran. We were already close. I scanned in quick, and Ryan made sure to pull the door shut behind, just, you know, because especially that looks real good on me later on when they look at who scanned into this building and why was there shit damage like in the lobby when I didn't close the door with, you know, people who I don't even know if we're supposed to be here right now. I'm not working. But, you know, next thing I know, I'm fired. Anyway, we pulled the door shut and started walking. I go, you know, we could probably talk about that. That seems about right.
Yeah.
That sounds about right to walk into our first podcast and be accused of being racist because we didn't want to engage in sexy talk with a potentially drunk African-American woman.
And who better to ask than Racist Art Matt?
Racist Heart, Matt, what's your thoughts on potentially drunk African-American woman hitting on Ryan and I? And I say hitting on very loosely.
Well, we could talk about that, but I think I'm going to stop the Racist Heart, Matt, dead in its tracks and explain that it wasn't a racist comment.
Tune in next week, Racist Heart, Matt Corner. He's going to update you on all the hating he's done over the week. It's almost like a Klan meeting where they got to go around. Actually, just with the image I have in my head, I just got done with Harold and Kumar 2. I watched it again last night. And there's a scene of a Ku Klux Klan meeting, and they all go around, "What have you done to hate this week?" Yeah. And there's talks about, "Well, I pushed an Indian down," something like that. We're going to have Racist Heart Matt's Racist Corner next week where he gets to recap all the hating he's done.
No, it was really weird because I always go to the same car wash, and it's owned by Arabic people. Mm-hmm. Where I live over on the east side of the state, tons of Arabic people. Dearborn, I think, is the largest concentration of Arabic people in the United States. So they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And obviously, like you said, being in Iraq, having been a war veteran, flashbacks. I fought against Arabic people.
Yeah.
Flashbacks. Jesus. It doesn't cause flashbacks, but
Get in his car wash and he just starts like punching his windows out. Ah, Hulk! Races heart, Matt smash.
That would be a real bummer for my car.
Yeah.
But on my license plate.
Gets out of the car wash with windows broken and like veins throbbing in his forehead. He's so angry. I'm sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to.
My license plate, it has a purple heart medal, like the symbol of it, and it says combat wounded veteran. And I had it personalized. It says Iraq 07. So they always look at me like, why is my homeland on your car? Like that type of look.
Oh, I understand. Oh, that makes
and
more sense.
The biggest problem I had was they do a shitty job. My car looked like it didn't get wet. So I was really mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Khabib might not be his name, but it very well could be. It's more likely his name than yours.
Absolutely.
Or mine.
Yeah.
So Khabib, Mahmood, whatever he goes by.
We don't
I
need
will
two
not,
examples.
Probably Muhammad.
I will not be going to your car wash anymore.
Take that!
Yeah. America, freedom,
freedom
thank you.
Freedom for the win!
America!
So I'm not racist. It just
comes out that way.
It's hard for me to have
daily
those experiences sometimes. Those interactions are hard for
Question,
me sometimes.
Does yes. your wife know? Because it would not be the first time we have brought other people on the show. If I could figure out the telephone box, we can sometimes make calls.
She does know, and I have a feeling she would defend me. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, 1 week we're going to have to get into what the three of us are members of, and hasn't been discussed publicly. It's been acknowledged by Steve to me in text, and I'm assuming both of you in text.
I don't even know what you're talking
the
about.
The intern attack squad.
Oh,
which
I
is
do
what
know what
we've
you're talking
labeled.
About.
But we won't get into that today, but if you follow Freeburn Hot Wings Show on Facebook, and I'll get into our plugs here momentarily. If you follow Freeburn Hot Wings Show on Facebook, every now and again you'll see, well, not every now and again, it's often, you'll see an idiot comment, a really stupid, ignorant comment.
One guy in particular, and his girlfriend.
Oh, my, don't even get me going on the whale.
Did you see what I said about her?
Don't. We'll get into that. That's another time.
I threw in the towel. I quit with them.
Yeah. Well, it's no use.
Yeah.
And I do genuinely think I might stop too. There's a part of me that believes these two are special needs. But anyway, that's a side note. We'll get into that. Definitely we'll get into that because that just boils my blood, those two. If you follow Freebird's Wild Wing Show on Facebook, you'll see stupid comments. A lot of times in the name of the show, in the vein of the show, everybody knows it's a lot of, you know, sarcastic talk, a lot of insulting. I may take the mantle and carry that over to Facebook and just start verbally berating people, sometimes over too much. Matt and I, with this one woman, we were telling her some pretty vile things.
It's pretty funny.
But it is funny. But Steve has nicknamed, actually it is the three of us,
right.
The intern attack squad.
Yeah.
And Stash, you're a member, but you're like, You're just not as, you're not vicious like Matt and I get.
We say go kill yourself. Yeah. Stash says,
do the world a favor and kill yourself.
Stash says, that wasn't very nice.
Yeah, Stash tries to explain away like if there's something wrong.
I know how to get, I avoid conflict by starting conflict.
Yeah, you're a people person. I appreciate that about you.
I hate those two.
Oh my God.
If they died, I would not care.
No loss to anybody. Speaking of random drunk people, we have a story. Actually, let me get to the plugs first.
Okay.
You're going to need to follow us on Facebook. We are dwindling in followers. And as of now, we are a little off topic. That might change.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
What? You're already trying to change the show first day in?
Yeah. Matt gets here and he's like, all right, guys.
I'm taking the reins of this bitch.
First order of business. We're going to change his name. I'm going to need that microphone and a new chair.
It's no longer a little off topic. It's the Matt Show and these idiots.
Yeah. Matt and these idiots this week.
Tonight.
But, yeah. It may change at some point. I talked to Lurch, the member of the former Little Off Topic, noted douchebag. Side note. But he wants me to change it, but.
Were they a little sad that it came back without them?
No. Lurch admitted to me he didn't have the time to do this. And I asked him to run it solo with just him and I before, and he wasn't receptive to the idea, so I let it go. And I hadn't even thought about reviving it until Matt brought it up to me. But the name of the show may change, and if it was as simple as changing the Facebook name, I would do it, but you need to have less than 100 fans. We're too big time to change our name.
So three of you need to unlike us and then come back.
Hey,
after you find
89,
out.
89, Dick! But change, we may not. If we do, we'll have to start from scratch. We'll change everything. As of now, find us, a little off topic, on Facebook. You see the Word Art logo that I manufactured with hours of hard work.
It's classy.
You see the Word Art. That's how you know it's true.
We need to take some sweet pics for it.
Yeah, we do. We need to get all of our images up there. You two are married, but I need to get me on the internet more.
That's what it's missing.
This whole package needs to be on the Facebook page.
It does.
Is that a euphemism?
Well, no, not my physical package. I'm not going to post a picture of my penis.
I know you really like foot jackers, but still.
I am not going to put a picture of my penis on the Facebook page. That is a guarantee.
Well, I'm not going to look at it then. If it's not going to be there, I'm not.
What's the point?
Well, you guys forgot. I allowed it to go this week, but pantsless recording will be in effect for the next recording session.
I was supposed to wear pants today?
Well, I mean, I saw you were following the rules, but, you know, it's... Unless it's a little boy, it's hard to get pants off of that.
Oh, my God.
And that's my last gay joke for the day. I'm done.
But so find us there. And if it changes, it changes. But right now, look for the Word Art when you type in A Little Off Topic. You'll see all of our dedicated fans, mainly Colin Blank. He's a noted listener. Came up with a game for us on the last edition of A Little Off Topic that we'll probably bring back called Pass or Play. Always pretty fun.
How about for a good Facebook topic, new name? Listeners,
yeah, we could
names.
Do that. Yeah, go ahead and
give us some ideas.
Yeah, either or you can jet us an email too at currentlyasktheinterns@gmail.com. That'll probably stay. It's easy enough. Asktheinterns@gmail.com. If you want to download all these podcasts without these two dead weights included back when the show was thriving, go ahead and find us at asktheinterns.podomatic.com. You can download it. You can download all 24 volumes. And if you're listening to this on the Freeburn Hot Wings podcast, go fuck yourself. That's harsh and unwarranted.
That made all the sense in the world.
I'll bleep that later. but no, sign up for the podcast. It works the same way as the Freeburn Hollings podcast, and it's going to be up sooner. You know what I mean? And there's people who just say it's simpler to keep it, getting it via the Freeburn Hollings podcast, which I understand. That's fine. But it is literally easier to do it via the Podomatic website. You just click subscribe. It pops up directly in your iTunes. And as soon as I upload this episode, they get it right in their iTunes, and that's the way it works.
And it's free.
And it's going to be free. And and now the last time I did this, the podcast, I believe, was before they raised prices and made all the different stuff. And apparently, if you ask some people, just blew a hole in the world by raising it $2 because people get so pissed off. You can find it there for free, and I would encourage you to do that. And like I said, the Gmail account. Go ahead and hit us up on Facebook, though, for sure, so we can get to maybe 190.
Holy God.
By the end of the week. That's the goal.
We'll try.
back to action, though. Speaking of drunk people randomly, I found this story today, and I literally cannot believe my eyes when I read some of these quotes from this guy. The headline, I'm not going to read the headline. It's not needed. The topic is a mayor in Sheboygan, which I believe Wausau listeners.
No, Sheboygan, it'll be upper, lower Michigan.
So maybe Traverse City listeners.
Yeah, up by Mackinac area.
Might be able to relate. And by relate, I mean no, I don't say you're drunken. Probably are.
It's Traverse City.
Hey, beautiful
area. We drink a lot of beer and eat cherries up here, damn it.
I'm not saying it's not.
Two things we do.
We're up there for the honeymoon. It's glorious.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But...
very beautiful. But anyway, Sheboygan mayor had to apologize for a three-day bender. He has come out to apologize. But a full weekend, and he hasn't been fired yet, and he refuses to resign. Okay, so let me give you some details here. His quote, "I consequently went out for dinner on a Friday, began drinking, and it began a three-day drinking session. I'm not proud of it."
He doesn't even deny it?
No,
he goes,
no.
I went and got hammered all weekend.
You know why he can't deny it? He got into a bar fight, Matt. Oh. The mayor of the town got into a bar fight.
That's where I want to live.
Yeah.
He needs to run for governor and then president.
Yeah, he does. He's got a lot of alcoholic votes. Yeah. Because he admits he's an alcoholic. That's not me, but that's the alcoholic within me. Huh. And again, I said this man refuses to resign, and he claims that someone living in Sheboygan, which I'm sure has happened by now, I'm sure the story, even if it's 1 hour old, somebody has already filed a complaint, needs to file a complaint for them to consider firing him. So I believe that's in order. But listen to this quote here. The man's name, Bob Ryan, And he gave a radio interview in Sheboygan, actually, apparently just to clear the air, you know. Did I pass out in a bar? Yes, I did. I'll admit that. Was I in a scuffle? Yes. Listen to this logic. Did I start it? No, I did not.
As long as he's not out causing trouble,
yeah,
apparently.
I appreciate the kindergarten logic of, you know, whenever you're with your sibling and, you know, it ends up in a fight or a little, some horsing around, you get, well, he started it, no, or she started it. No, he did. Like, because that passes the onus on, don't worry about it. So what? Bender, bar fight, probably some drunken driving involved, but I didn't start the fight. So how can you fire me?
Nobody's dead.
Yeah. Nobody died yet from it, so I'm an alcoholic. I'm
at least
not the
that
first.
I know of.
Yeah. Not, if they are, I ran. I ran like hell.
There's some roads that don't remember.
Yeah. Apparently, left this weekend with my car with 50,000 miles. I got 85,000 on, and it's only Monday morning. Where the hell did I go? But listen to the, and this is what makes this more amazing to me, that he hasn't been fired even before this for my money's worth. A past YouTube video detailed Ryan making sexual comments, wait, about a relative.
It was the family dog.
On a cell phone.
It was his sister.
I mean, seriously. And that's not it. And he also faces a sexual harassment accusation from a female employee he fired.
Who lost to this guy?
I don't understand.
For the mayor.
It had to be the local, like, gopher. Like, it's like the gopher they bring out for
groundhog day.
Yeah, it's like the groundhog they bring out for Groundhog's Day. It's the Phil the Groundhog versus Bob Ryan. In a heated race, Bob Ryan ekes out a victory. 100-2. how do you allow this man to stay in any type of political position is more than beyond me. Just the sexual comments about a relative.
I say he has a permanent seat, but that's just me.
Yes. I'm all for it. Like I said, governor, president.
He's going to start amending rules, making him emperor of Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an awkward family Christmas.
By the way, Sheboygan, definitely in Michigan, not Wisconsin.
This is the second time he said that.
I know.
Is it really?
Yeah. Nowhere near Wausau.
Who cares? The 102 people who voted deserve to be. I don't want them in my state.
It's only in your state. Don't worry about it.
Whatever. Who cares? It's way up there.
And
nobody goes.
They're almost Upers.
Practically Canadian Sheboygan, Michigan.
Yeah. They might as well be French at that point. But like I said, that is going to be an uncomfortable family Christmas. So, Bob, heard you had a cell phone incident.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out Tammy didn't like me talking about her Hooters on a cell phone. Jesus.
She was my favorite niece, too. I would have thought she'd loved it.
Oh, that's... Yeah, we're going to end that story on that note. That's uncomfortable.
Nice bombshell.
Oh, Jesus. I have... And I advertised this to you guys before we started the podcast, and the look of shock and awe on your face is enough to make me happy.
All right.
I have what I am calling the most obvious survey results of all time, applicable to what I presume will be the majority of our listening audience, males. You know, as sexy as I am, bring these two mingers on board and the sexy quotient keeps dropping.
Oh, yeah. It was really high, too. And then we killed it.
Bunch of sausage.
Because you're so hot.
That's exactly the problem.
So now it's really ugly in here.
Yeah. And I can't even talk about, you know how many segments we had on the previous podcast about how my beard was unruly and how I was trying to get it out to look like George Clooney. And then I was trying to get my hair to look like Bradley Cooper. Two of my man crushes, which we also did that topic on.
Bradley Cooper is pretty sweet.
He's pretty
with
handsome.
The haircut and the fresh shave, I can see that worked out well for you.
Abandoned ship. What am I going to talk about now? I got the short haircut because my hair is receding because I'm 24, but I'm like 50. Shaved the beard because it is July and it is hotter than shit. That thing did not last for. I had a beard for a while after the hockey playoffs went, though. I said, that's enough of this nonsense. I'm not producer Steve. You know, his girlfriend lives across the country, you know, and I don't have a girlfriend, so I guess it's all the same. Oh man, bummer for me.
I'm a far second.
I am gonna drink myself to sleep.
So this got weird enough. What's the survey?
Oh God, I'm so lonely.
You should be.
And this is actually part of a survey I brought in that we may discuss, but the varsity program discussed at length, which is the AskMen.com, great male survey. Of over 70,000 men, you guys are going to be stunned to hear this. Men are most tired of hearing about Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did they need to ask?
I guess. What's pretty astonishing to me is he was the leader with only 47% of the vote. Now, Grant, I should be the first to admit, I don't know why I don't like the kid. I just don't like him.
He's a douchey Canadian. That's why I don't like
Canadians
him.
Canadian's enough
not
for
racist,
me.
Not racist, but...
Canadians not a race, you dumb fuck.
I was just clarifying.
It's a country.
Yeah, yes. Only 40%. Only 47% of the vote picked Bieber as number one. Charlie Sheen second. President Barack Obama third. So take that, leader of the free world. Ask men, readers, don't like you.
No, I don't think it's that they don't like him. I think we're just
tired
sick
of
hearing a bunch of nonsense repeatedly in different forms shoved in our face.
But I do really wish I knew why the hatred was there, because I'm a part of it. I'm not going to deny that. And besides being a quote, douchey Canadian, not my words, besides that, the kid, he's just a musician, talented or not. I mean, yes, he's made millions of dollars and teen girls apparently swoon over him. What... I don't understand the grief of him. He's a kid making money doing something he's talented at.
My guess is jealousy. I mean, at 16, he's now rich. He's got chicks.
Yeah.
At 16, did you have girls fawning for you? I certainly didn't.
24. I haven't had a girl fawn over me.
I think that it's the whole getting paid to sing songs, but he's only 16. He was known for his stupid hair, and it was news when he got a haircut. Who cares? You cut your hair. So what? Congratulations.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, in his defense, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, he didn't make that news. He just got his hair cut.
He didn't stop it either.
What's he supposed to go do? Go to, like, Fox News and say, hey, you take that off your station.
He knew. I think he knew.
No, I'm sure it was mentioned on one of the tabloid shows.
He knew it was going to be a big deal.
But you're faulting the kid for cutting his hair. I don't understand the beef.
I just don't like him.
There it is.
He annoys me. His music sucks. He's a little puss.
Oh, here we go.
And I really he has a
break
punchable,
it down, Matt.
He has a very punchable face.
Yeah,
he does.
And I want to utilize it.
I think it's just because he's young and so talented. And
he's not
so
talented.
Whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. He's young. He's rich. He's famous. He's desired. I think that all leads into it. Any guesses? Have you guys seen the sheet?
No.
So young, rich, and desired. Those were, what'd you say,
47% picked him. 20%.
So 53% said he was young, desired,
well,
and talented.
I don't know how they
like Stash.
What the fuck?
That seems so uncalled for.
I had to do one.
You said you was your last one.
About
Wait
me.
Wait a lie.
No, my last gay joke about me
you
being.
Never
oh,
about
okay.
Me. Is it my last gay joke?
I assumed you knew those were coming the whole time.
I guess Charlie Sheen 20. Donald Trump coming in behind Barack Obama.
Why
I don't know
is he
how
still
that
relevant?
Happened. Any guesses on the most tired of female taken in this survey? I'll say this. It's in the same vein.
Taylor Swift.
Lady Gaga.
Matt got it.
Damn it.
And I can see Taylor Swift, I could see should be up there, but I still think people find her so
but
adorable.
She's young, talented, and desired in a good way.
Yeah. Well,
no,
when it's AskMen.com.
Right.
She's cute.
Yeah.
Men are not going to look at a picture of her. You don't think she's cute?
No. I don't.
She has a young, charming sense to her.
She is charming. What? Whatever. And like I said, it's AskMen.com. They're not going to pick a cute girl who, you know, most straight men think is cute.
Right.
To be... tired of.
Asshole. I just got that.
Took you a second.
It did.
But I can see Lady Gaga. She is a filthy, filthy animal. 29%.
And may have a penis. So
not may. We'll start this rumor. All 169 or whatever of our Facebook followers Lady Gaga definitely has a penis, and everybody knows that.
Stash, what's it look like?
Damn it, you got it before I can make fun of you. God damn it, you stole my joke.
You know Stash is sitting there on Google with a little just...
Wait, if I can miss the keyboard.
No, I don't want to hit the keyboard. I'm recording. You dumbass.
That's one to your left.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, she led the way with 29% of being the most tired of seeing in the news. Sarah Palin, second with 25%. And I can see that. She's saturated this point.
I love hearing about her. Oh, why? God, does she make me feel good about me.
I'm past that stage, though, because she worries me. There's She's people insane. Out there who are going to vote for that atrocity of a political figure. And I'm not discussing politics. I'm just saying her as an individual, she's an atrocity.
Yeah, I don't want her to win, but I want her to be in the spotlight for a long, time to have to read things and say things and just give general speeches.
I see.
It's wonderful.
Typical figureheads, Kim Kardashian, Lindsay Lohan, coming third and fourth, 17 and 15%.
Yeah, they can all go away.
I kind of like.
Well, they can stop talking.
There we go. Yeah. Nail on the head,
They can
Matt.
Stand there and
Nail
stop
on the head. Matt, we have a segment coming up right now that I could not be more excited for.
I'm sure I am too.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the same vein as the world-renowned and world-famous Movie Corner on the previous Little Off Topic podcast, which could come back at literally any second.
But not this one.
Not this one or the next one.
Or this one. Or this one. That
but
one. Those two.
We have a segment that I think is just going to take off. And you can go ahead and send your questions to the man himself at asktheinterns@gmail.com. It's time for Stash's Tech Talk.
Yes!
And
finally!
If I had any type of tools in this production room, I would have the queerest music playing right
Insert
now.
Insert as well.
No, I'd have like computer bebop. Like, didn't somebody make a song out of like the AOL noises back in the day?
I think there's Windows XP ones, too.
They're great. Good story.
Can't believe you knew that.
Real bummer for you.
No, I haven't.
But we were sitting here, and we all brought in a few news items. Unless your name's Matt, then apparently you're the new Andy Two Times. You don't have to bring in any prep.
Where am I?
Matt's idea. Matt brings in zero. Matt has a story, and I'm not going to give away the details because we're going to delve into it, I think, in the following week because it brings up a good talking point. I sent out a text today, which Granny didn't get, and that's understandable, saying if you have any stories or material you want to talk about, or personal stories work too, print any type of material off you can so we can have it in there. Mash it up with nothing in hand. I figured, okay, well, whatever. And I said, hey, did you bring that story? And his response was, no. And I said, well, do you have the details on it? Yeah, someone did this to someone else. I was like, oh, no, that's going to go great right over the podcast. Like, seriously, this is what it would be like. All right, guys, got a story. So some dude got in a car accident. Other person died. Good talking point, Matt. Thanks for bringing it.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying. I warn you in advance, you're going to get some grief. Andy Two Times was known for not bringing in any show prep.
Let's stop derailing this train and get back to the good part.
Oh, there it is.
Tech talk.
There it is. Mr. Run the Show, racist heart Matt over there.
I need to know what my future tech things will be and gizmos.
But anyway,
will do.
We were sitting in the little show planning. We just had organizing our story, deciding what we wanted to talk about in what order. And Stash had quite a few materials. And he said, hey, and I got these two techie stories. And he started telling us something about AT&T. And I just stop. Just stop. Matt and I both said, you just need to just quit. We already have a segment for you. And arose Stash's Tech Talk. Stash, take your tech talk away while Matt and I go stare at other things that are more interesting, like those soundproofing boards and all the radio stations that are no longer in existence.
Don't forget Freeburn Holly.
Hey, yeah. Is that a pen?
Yeah. Matt, it looks like a clicky.
Ooh.
Let's see if we can take it apart and play with the spring.
Okay, tech time, go.
Tech Talk. By Stash.
Okay.
So that's what he got for us this week.
This will actually affect Matt because he's got an iPhone.
Oh, well, that's adorable already.
You should know that.
Yeah, it's unlimited.
Well, AT&T confirmed today that they're going to be throttling the top 5% of people on AT&T who use the most data on their limited plans.
Throttling meaning?
Meaning, so you get 3 megabytes down a second from their network.
Yeah.
And you're downloading a bunch of shit on your phone, they're going to cut it back.
So for Matt, like the more porn he continues to download...
Yeah. Or the pictures of kids he uploads.
The more he does, AT&T is more likely to pick up Matt's phone and go, hey, this kid's uploading a lot of child porn. we should speed him up.
That could be the case, but I don't think it will be.
Yeah,
I don't think this is going to quite affect me.
You don't use that much data?
No.
What is, I guess, and this goes to Tech Talk's Dash here. I'm sorry. Hang on. I guess I should do this in the proper format. Question. I have a question for Tech Talk's Dash.
Go, Kyle.
Tech Talk's Dash, glad, long-time listener, first-time question asker. What is the purpose of this by AT&T? What are they accomplishing by speeding up the top 3%?
I have a quote for you then. AT&T said in a statement, quote, "These customers on average use 12 times more data than the average of all other smartphone data customers." That's a lot. That's a lot, guys.
So I guess back to the question that you didn't answer. What are they? Are they just doing it to not piss off the top users to say we might?
No, they're holding them back.
They're holding them back because it's affecting the whole network.
I see.
You get 5% of people who do the most downloading, it affects the quality.
Okay, so they're slowing them down.
Hey, butthole, you don't need any more apps. Okay. Take it back a notch.
So they're going to piss off the top 3%.
Five.
Oh, is it five? I'm sorry. I barely
he's
barely listening at best.
Wrapped into this.
That's okay. I was barely paying attention when I read it.
Stop getting hung up on the details.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay,
the problem.
Okay, Aaron Zane.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And what? I believe you had one other awesome Tech Talk story for us this week.
I did, but I didn't read it, so I don't know what the fuck it's about.
Well, then why would you print it?
I didn't get a chance to read it.
Let's read the headline aside from that.
I think it says
go.
The iPhone 5 can vacuum. Which, that is a good perk.
No, because then Steve would have talked about it already.
No,
if that was the case, Stash would get his wiener stuck in it. So
I don't. Never mind. I'm just going to let that fly.
Never mind.
No, essentially it's saying the phone that doesn't exist, the iPhone 5, will probably beat Android in this coming next release. Which is a real bummer.
Oh, my
for
God.
Kyle, because he's so into his phone. I saw him jacking
the other day. The droid box, tool machine.
Why is
that
it going to bother him if he already has it, if more people buy something else that competes with the phone that he got?
Well,
because the iPhone's now available.
Well, exactly. And that's going to happen no matter what. The iPhone's going to beat the next iPhone is going to beat whatever droid is out at that point, because simply because of the Verizon access it has right now. Well, Stash, thank you.
Huh. You're welcome.
You're expected next week to come in with at least two more
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
We'll have
stories.
Tech Talk every time.
Tech Talk's every week.
That could be movies. Matt's movies.
I don't trust Matt's movie corner.
I don't either.
Movie corner is a renowned segment on this show. And it applies to everybody. You see a movie, I expect a movie corner review.
Yeah.
And if anybody who's listened to the former movie corner segments, they know they last about 4 seconds and they really derail a conversation right in its tracks.
You don't want me to do movies. I couldn't even tell you the last movie I saw at the theater.
Oh, no?
Yeah, little kid's not good for taking to the theater.
What are you doing with all... Oh, boy. Here comes the kid excuse.
Yeah, he doesn't enjoy loud noises and sitting still for 3 hours.
Valid argument.
Great excuse, Dick. You have a baby.
Wasn't
whatever.
Wasn't saying that. I'm, working.
Way to be a dad, asshole.
No, it's because it makes it...
Everybody else's parents gave up. Why can't you?
I keep trying, but my wife won't let me.
She won't let me out the door. And I figured I got as good as I got, so I might as well stick around. Love the attitude. And finally, I believe finally. Yeah, Jesus. If you're still listening to this, I'm impressed. Stash had a few other stories that he talked about. Just a couple quick shots.
Non-tech related, so
non-tech related,
it shouldn't bore you to death.
If you weren't, if like everybody else, fast forwarded, stop fast forwarding right now because we're back to funny stuff.
This people, just got interesting again. Yeah, please stop.
Yeah, wake up.
Long silence.
Yeah. And we can cut it there. And welcome back to a little off topic here.
If your car is in the ditch, don't be alarmed. It was just Stash's Tech Talk.
Steve's call 911.
Yeah, it's either Steve's talking or Stash's Tech Talk. Your
oh
choice.
My God.
Your choice.
Ooh, yeah. That's gonna make tomorrow uncomfortable.
He's gonna listen? Are you crazy?
I have to tell him.
Oh, why?
That's fine. Go right ahead. It'll make him listen. But he'll quit when he got Stash's Tech Talk.
I'd quit. I'm not gonna lie.
But a couple stories, a couple oddity stories, I suppose you could call them. Stash, take the mic away, buddy.
Okay. Okay, this one's actually kind of interesting. Just the headline alone: honor your dead loved ones by stuffing their ashes in a bullet and shooting it. Would you want to do that, Matt?
I really don't care what you do with me when I'm dead, so I don't think that my dead relatives would care. I don't think it would work, personally.
Why wouldn't it work?
Well, bullets get really hot when you shoot them. So yeah. I think it would just like burn that little bit of ash left into nothing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think they're assuming that the ash is going to live on in the bullet wherever the bullet lands or whatever. I think it's just for the keepsake of knowing you shot your loved one.
Well,
I
then
guess,
that's
a sense.
Dead hillbilly funeral is
well,
all that is.
Well, it absolutely is. And I have some pretty stringent demands when I die. I'm a selfish dick. I want to be buried with my organs. I'm not saving anybody's life.
I'm That's terrible.
Way to be.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Not at all. I'm here for me and me alone, okay? Don't try to take them. I don't want the chance of anybody I know or in my family seeing someone walking down the road with these eyes someday down the road. Don't tell me that wouldn't creep you out. Like if you saw, you know, a relative, mom, dad, wife, whatever, somebody else walking down the road, you're like, you know, those eyes look a little familiar. Oh, yeah. Those are my perished loved ones.
I'm sure it's
and
that
that's my argument against organ donation. One of the nicest things you can do in the world, donate your organs, and I'm going to lobby against it.
Here's what's going to make you uncomfortable. My grandpa got a heart transplant when I was 5, maybe?
Yeah.
And lived an extra 10 years.
Yeah.
So you're robbing someone's grandfather of 10 years.
I'm right with that.
By having heart in the ground with you.
That's fine, though. It's mine. Yeah.
My friend who passed away saved 7 people's lives.
I'm happy for him. One that's a lie.
No, it's not.
No, I know. And that's what they usually do say. It's great to do. I just, no thanks.
I'm heartless, wiener two over there.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm not making any bones about that. I'm heartless as they get.
No one would want your fucked up organs anyway.
Oh, dude, there is something wrong.
He does.
There's something wrong up here.
Guess how much this will cost?
I was just going to ask that. Is what is the sure-to-be-affordable cost
Let me guess real quick. It should cost 50 cents.
I would guess upwards of $9.99.
Because I know people that reshell their bullets at home. You can just get stuff to remake them out of the spent casings and everything. So this should cost 5 cents at the most. But it's going to be $250 a bullet.
Oh, no. There's no question. I'm going to guess... I think it'll be a little more modest. I think they want to make it seem like it's more marketable. I'm going to guess $99.99 or $100 a bullet.
No. For $1,250.
Get out of here!
You can turn 1 pound of human flesh.
Oh, my.
Or burn.
Oh, no. Don't put it that way.
Into 250 shotgun shells, 100 rifle cartridges, or 250 pistol cartridges.
See, I like the shotgun method because if your family, like you have a family of 5 or something that all die in a car wreck, you can get them all in one shotgun shell and do just a mass hillbilly funeral like that. So I like that. That could end up being economical.
10 gun salute!
Yeah.
double barrel shotguns.
For $100 more, you can get a mantle-worthy finished wooden handcrafted box with label.
So the bullet
what goes in
with
the box?
Ash.
The bullets.
So you shoot them
right in the air, try to catch them, and then put them in your shitty box.
The only good that can come out of this is if they do like you said, Kyle, and shoot it straight up in the air, it hits that person, and then the cycle repeats itself, and eventually the idiots who do this will be gone.
The only people using this method are people whose family tree go straight up.
Yeah,
there's no branches.
State of West Virginia is about to lose a lot of people.
These people's family's tree is a telephone pole, but there's no wires. No, it's just a telephone pole. There's no branches off of these. That is what did you say again, Stash? I'm sorry.
$1,250.
$1,200. That is an affordable price, and I'm sure they got pricing plans.
Probably. Probably get it. Your job is your credit.
Get an automobile and your bullets. It just reminds me of the old rants on the varsity program of Vance Ferguson's mortuary and cemetery.
This could be a new business venture for him.
Come join us at Vance Ferguson's, where we stuff your bullets with your dead family.
Now, if it was like a cannonball or a bazooka or something, I'd be on board.
But a rocket.
Whatever. This is just stupid.
Shoot your family and prices. And high prices, God, just ridiculous. Anything to make a buck, I suppose, though. Hey, who am I to say? That's capitalism at its finest. God bless America.
Thank Thanks, Matt.
Same.
For fighting for that.
Woo! Yeah, freedom!
No, that part of the country wasn't included. They didn't get any of the freedom that we fought for.
Whenever Matt would be reminded of who he was fighting for when he was over overseas, he'd have a picture of America with, like, he'd have, like, his little knife and he'd carve out states.
West Virginia was X'd out on the map.
And then for some reason, Wyoming. I hate them. I don't talk about it, I hate them.
Our flags only had 48 stars on our uniforms.
Just black.
Yeah. Screw those
blacked
guys.
Blacked out 2 stars. Take that.
Fight for yourselves, hillbillies.
Fight for you.
Take it. Suck it, Connecticut.
No, they're good. They have syrup there. Like maple syrup. I like syrup.
What the fuck?
Hang on. Let us know if you could visibly hear the train screeching to a halt with that winner of a statement.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe. Yeah, West Virginia. No, not them. I really enjoy their highway system.
It's good.
Just as relevant.
I'm done.
Stash. Yeah, that's where Stash calls it a podcast right there. Stash, we've yet one more story for us.
Yeah. This one is that hamburger meat spoils a drug deal.
Oh, that's right. I was intrigued by this headline. How could you
read this name? Matt, read it in your racist tones.
Timothy DeLarence?
Morrison. Oh, there we go. Recently discovered that the simple fact of criminal law when he allegedly shot and robbed a drug dealer who gave him a bag of meat instead of his required bag of marijuana. Yeah, Morrison, who's 22, he's a real winner so far.
He's going places.
Reportedly met the dealer at a gas station and accepted a paper bag from him in exchange for $100.
Assuming it was drugs. Is that
obviously
correct? Okay.
I mean, what else would you expect when
you
had $100?
Your incredibly quick
bag.
Synopsis at the start had me all types of flustered.
I'm actually okay with this. I think that the drug dealer deserved to be shot because he's stupid for thinking he could pawn off meat for weed.
It's a little heavier.
Be a little creative if you're
going to
do it.
Yeah, I guess it does specify that
get
it was for marijuana. You said marijuana, right?
Yeah, for marijuana.
And usually, I mean, my experience with marijuana goes as far as television programs because I'm cool like that. And it's always like a clear, you know, plastic Ziploc bag, you know, or whatever with the marijuana in it. How in the world, you know, this dumbass is sitting in his basement. He's not living on his own. He's sitting in his basement, you know, in his stupid little lab with a pound of ground sirloin, and he's trying to throw anything green he can find and just trying to color it. You know what I mean?
Like, throwing try in bags. To be like, creative a little bit.
Yeah, no, he won't even notice that the bag's wet. And there's like a drainage of green food dye in the corner.
It's the new hamburger weed. It's delicious.
So
he discovers, he looks at the bag as the dealer's driving off.
Yeah.
He looks and sees me. He starts randomly shooting at the
yes!
dealer's car. And, you know, that happens. Guns go off. People call the cops. Well, the cops catch up to Morrison a little bit later. And he's got weed on him.
What?
So he was shooting and he had weed on him.
So the guy who bought the weed already had weed. He just wanted to make sure he didn't run out that night.
I guess.
That must have been the plan, because why else would you?
I know nothing about pot.
Yeah. We're also hip.
I know it's a plant, and I know what's a lot heavier than plant is a meat product of some kind.
Yeah, I think the most astonishing thing was just the conclusion that we already had marijuana on him and decided, well, I better replenish the stock before I get too high, and I don't want to go out later.
Well, you don't want to run out and then not have any. You got to keep stream.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to go
keel.
Too much or none, you know. Then, you know, highs and lows.
Peaks and valleys are
gotta
a nightmare
those.
For drug users.
Got to avoid all those. I believe that's all we got for this week. Appreciate you listening. Next week coming up, assuming we do this next week, Lord knows if I'm coming back. I'm on what I like to call it's like one of those 10-day contracts that they have in the NBA that applies for Matt. It's National Basketball Association, not Nude Boys Anonymous.
Right? I know what the NBA
okay,
is.
Yeah, it's basketball. I'm
Thank
on like
you.
A 10-day contract yes. where I'm deciding if I want to, you know, keep around.
We have contracts?
No, not you. No,
oh, right.
Just the
Did you notice how many times he went back to the good old days of the original, a little off topic?
I miss it.
The
I miss
glory
it.
Days?
No, I don't
back
miss
before
it.
We got here to ruin it?
Well, no, I'm trying to bring people back. If there's people listening now,
back
I want them
when
to
we
understand.
Used to do it.
I want them to listen to the previous episodes as well. We put some work into them. I did. Nobody, Lord knows they didn't.
Clearly that rocket took off.
Yeah, well, we did some 24 episodes. I think it lasted long enough.
And he moved.
Yeah. Can't help it when one guy moves to California, you stupid dick.
Nah, whatever.
We do have a replaceable piece. It's Matt.
You send your resumes to ask the interns.
You find somebody with awesome syrup jokes. Just try it,
man. Anybody who can keep the momentum going like that, please send your app, send your resume. We're gonna need resumes, Stash, and I'll approve these. Go ahead and email us, asktheinterns@gmail.com. Again, find us on Facebook, A Little Off Topic, and asktheinterns@podomatic.com, where you can get the quickest update. And if we ever have additional audio, I noticed a Stash unaired intern view that I might listen to at one point in the next week or so. And if I deem it funny, I might post that up there on the Podomatic. And if not, you can get all the old episodes too, which Matt just got all bitter about. You can find those on the Podomatic site. If not, I hope it still keeps coming down the Freebird Hot Wings pipeline. That's a pretty good outlet for us, and we definitely appreciate them posting it for us. Next week, we're going to have 7 pieces of good news that nobody's reporting, thanks to Mr. Stash. Also, we might discuss some of the results from the Great Male Survey they talked about on the Big Boy Show. We might gloss over some points they didn't touch on, whatever. May have a new edition of Pass or Play via from Colin Blank. Appreciate the game idea as well. Other than that, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Signing off, I am Wiener 2, Rotten Tomato Stan, Kyle, douchey-looking Kyle, whatever you want to call myself. Signing off for Mr. Rape Stash, Wet Hands, or Ryan. We're going to call him Ryan. We're going to try.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Purple Heart or Racist Heart, Matt, whatever you prefer.
I definitely prefer not racist. Anything else than racist.
All 20 people listening to this are
penis hugging.
Well,
thanks for listening.
That's choosing a nut to get shot in.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you stay tuned to the Facebook page. We'll post when we're going to record there next time. So thanks for listening. This is A Little Off Topic.